It's just a reminder, you're listening to Organic Matters here every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 o'clock. I'm trying, as I've done, here I go again, I did it this show a little bit, staying away from politics, but I just can't. So many things are going to change that's good for our environment, in my particular opinion, and things are going to change that, yes, short term, to say, well, what's going to happen and what's not. Long term, we have got to start considering what we're doing to this little aquarium here that we live in called Earth. Word my lady calls it, on our just silly use of plastic in this country. And every time we try to make law, this, and we had some in Texas and they canceled them a year ago in June. I was involved because Fort Stockton already canceled plastic bags. So had Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm not sure how Austin, Texas is handling them. But anyway, I ended up a year or so ago spending several months in Australia. No plastic along the road, no containers along the road, no bags in the grocery stores or plastic that aren't reusable that you either bring or they get you very inexpensively the first time. And the big thing is no Coke bottles, no beer bottles, no water bottles, even plastic water bottles, nothing along the roads. Why? Because they have a value. The first time you go in, I'll just make it so you can get a follow. The first time you go in, you buy 24 Coca-Cola or whatever you call it, soft drinks, whatever they have. That first time, you pay about 5 cents. It's a nickel in their value, but they money is a little different than ours, so it's like 4.5 cents, okay, for each bottle. But it's a forever value. So the next time you go, you take back your 24 bottles. You don't pay the 4 cents anymore. You've got that invested in. They deduct it, and you can continue doing that, and it doesn't have to even be the same product or anything. You could have bought 24 bottles of beer, bring the 24 bottles back. They have the same value as 24 plastic containers you buy water in, or 24 Coca-Colas, or whatever. So it's not the mistake or the use they tried to fight for years was, well, the poor people are going to suffer. They're going to, if you want to use the word suffer, they'll suffer one time, because after that, if they take care of them, there's no difference. But more importantly, it's actually gone the other way. There's no bottles laying around. Nobody everywhere is taking care of them. If they don't, people come along and pick them up. Now, the other good thing they did is a good number of the nonprofit groups have big containers, big yellow ones, so you can tell them from Eco and other things and regular trash containers that have the name usually of the Girl Scouts or whatever. And if you don't want to worry about your 4 or 5 cents a bottle and you want to help a good cause, you know, wherever you drive, I mean, you can be way out. And believe me, I was in Alice Springs. Going way out can mean several hours between the next town. And there'll be those containers out there, and you fill them up, and they get that money for their whatever their nonprofit is. Why can't we do that? Having said all that, this is what brought this on. Single-use plastics, okay, are really going to be phased out way more rapidly here after some new laws passed this past year here in the United States. Campaigns against the use of plastic straws is what started it all, have been getting a lot of attention lately, partly thanks to a clown, I don't care if you like him or not, the clownish reactions of a congressman named Devin Nunes from California. In this case, usually they're Democrats from California. This guy happens to be a Republican, who decried the straw police challenging his need to have a straw to take a drink of water. The more attention people pay to straws, the better, said Trent Hodges, plastic pollution manager of a company called Surf Rider Foundation. Straws are an unnecessary habit for most everyone. We use them to drink our smoothie, never thinking this piece of straw will be here longer than I am before I die now. Literally, straws and plastic bags, 88 pounds of which were found inside just a single dead whale stomach earlier this year in the Philippines, are famously awful for marine life. An estimated 18 billion, with a B, pounds of plastic waste enter the world's oceans every year. Plastic particles are showing up in rivers worldwide and entering the human food chain. The good news, however, is that people are starting to take notice and do something about it. In 2018, Surf Rider counted a record 51 plastic pollution-related legislative victories worldwide. Laws restricting single-use plastics. They don't even include decisions last year by McDonald's, Pepsi, and some other large companies requiring all packaging be recyclable or biodegradable by the year 2025. And a similar effort is being made by Walmart, the largest retailer on earth. Hodges says this was the European Union's plastic ban agreement, which will outlaw 10 separate products in the 500 million person EU, from straws to plastic cutlery to plastic Q-tips over the next few years. The upshot of this is look for upcoming stringent legislation, and especially, as usual, starts in California. We always talk about the land over there, the fruits and nuts, but they do a lot of good things too, whose provisions mirror those of the EU law. As for recent reports suggesting that cotton tote bags may be more harmful than plastic, Hodges points out that the study fails to take into account what happens to the bag after it's discarded. Cotton bags just go back into the soil. They just biodegrade, he says. The plastic will go on killing organisms for years to come. For those of you who aren't used to it, and I had done it even before I went to Australia, but I'm more stringent with myself now than ever, buy a few bags. HEB has some insulated ones for $5 a piece. They'll carry a lot of groceries. They have them as low as $1 a piece. Some places will give you bags if you buy groceries the first time or second, and carry them with you. Now, is it a pain? Till you get used to it, it is. But it's so nice to come home, take your groceries out, fold them up. Next time you walk into your vehicles, throw them in there. I happen to ride a bicycle. I got a carrier on the back. I keep my bags in them. I have too many bags. I get made fun of by my lady. Well, you got some. Well, that way I don't forget. If I forget two or three one time, I've still got two or three in the truck or the car or the bicycle. I even have them that you can string. It gets up smaller. They fold down slightly larger than a golf ball, but they'll still hold 15 pounds of groceries. It's a nylon sack. There's a number of companies making them now, and you can clip one on your belt, clip one on your purse. And unless you're buying a bunch of groceries, folks, 10, 15 pounds of groceries is about all most of us buy, at least on short trips. If you know you're going on a bigger trip, just try to remember your bags. It's good for everybody. It's not hurting anybody. The hot cotton bag thing was sort of a joke. They said, well, it just gets so dirty. Hey, you know you can wash them. You're already going to wash anyway. The extra cost of throwing the bag in there is probably penny, if nothing. And you'll get used to it. And it's a great idea. So, yes, you can contribute just like everybody else. Get out of the plastic bottle business. If you do use plastic bottles, recycle them. Almost all of them, even though we don't recycle as much as we should here in the United States, at least has some recycle availability. Do a little extra. You know, while we're talking about it, I'm not even going to do a good news on it, but LEDs are becoming the common. There are certain giant companies with huge multi-story buildings in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, who's now telling their companies by the year of 2020, this year, the beginning of the new decade, all the lights in the buildings will become LEDs. First, the savings in electricity is actually a value to them, number one. The bulbs last much longer, much less labor in the long run. Light's better for you, especially than a bunch of fluorescents. Some of the 60-cycle fluorescent really bothers people. So do your part. Everything counts, and we'll all be thanking you and be thanking each other for getting it done. One more factoid I guess we should talk about today I just came across. The cost of mislabeled seafood. Now think about that. You wouldn't think it would much matter, but it really does. Seafood's the world's most highly traded food commodity, and reports of seafood mislabeling have become increasingly common over time. A new study by Arizona State University looked at the environmental effects of mislabeled seafood. Sometimes the snapper you were served was really a Pacific Ocean perch. Maybe grouper was really what's called white fin weak fish. Many times white-legged shrimp are actually just giant tiger prawns. Approximately a couple hundred to 250,000 tons of mislabeled seafood are sold here in the United States each year, which is about 4% of all the seafood consumed. Previous studies focused on the economic aspects of getting cheaper fish when paying more expensive fish prices. The new research looks at the environmental cost associated with mislabeled seafood. Substituted seafood is 28% more likely to be imported from other countries, which may have weaker environmental laws than we have. They certainly do, a number of them. In the United States, fishery management's pretty doggone good. There's strong monitoring and enforcement to support limits on fishing. Metrics like fish abundance, fish mortality, bycatch, another long story, and discards are all monitored. In many other places, that's just not the case. So to really evaluate the overall effects of seafood mislabeling, you have to take into account both the rates of substitution and the levels of consumption. Consuming fish from a well-managed fishery should not have a negative impact on the terms of the population now or in the future. But even inadvertently consuming fish, and you don't even know it, from poorly managed fisheries is not sustainable. It is good to get your seafood from a trusted source. Unless you're getting me as a podcast and I don't know where you are, most of the areas I reach with my radio stations really don't have a fishmonger. That used to be where we would go to get our really good and trusted fish. However, if you're near an HEB, and I don't agree with everything HEB does, and I wish they would go even more organic, but that's not the point. The point is, they are established with really, really sustainable fisheries. And to my knowledge, they do not get their fish from anybody else. I've discussed it with them a couple of times over the years. So one you can trust. It may not be all the kinds of fish you want. Some of it may be frozen when you wish it could be fresh. Some of that just has to happen because of distribution problems. But at least, I guess I'm giving the HEB a little free kick here because I do know one of their really, really long-term workers, I think over 20 years now, and he was part of establishing the fact that we are only, or they are only going to sell fish from reputable fish dealers.